call.
Blog Talk Radio.
On the border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently warned Russia there would be severe consequences if it invades Ukraine. Putin wants assurances that Ukraine will not be invited to join NATO. The Capitol Police Department still has a lot of work to do to improve operations after the January 6th attack.
The department still has more work to achieve the goal of making the Capitol complex safe and secure.
That's what Department watchdog Michael Bolton told a Senate hearing. He said it still lacks the overall training infrastructure to meet the needs of the department, along with the level of intelligence gathering. Bolton is the department's inspector general. He argued an overall culture change was required after January 6. 800,000 non-citizens may soon have the right to vote in New York City. The city council is getting ready to pass a bill giving voting rights to green card holders and deferred action recipients. They'd be allowed to cast ballots for mayor, city comptroller, and the council, but not for state or federal races. The council vote, considered veto-proof, is set for Thursday. Stellantis will be forming a partnership with Foxconn Technology Group to produce semiconductors for their vehicles. The move comes as the auto industry continues to struggle with a microchip shortage that has forced plants to temporarily close. The non-binding agreement calls for Foxconn to create four new families of microchips that will cover over 80% of Stellantis vehicles. The change also means the company will modernize components and simplify their supply chain. The program is set to launch in 2024. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
There are over 20,000 homeless in our state, and many are children. When overlooked, they can harbor feelings of anger, isolation, and shame. You can help. Since 2009, Birthday Dreams has been providing these kids with hope, joy, and an increased sense of self-worth. Birthday Dreams has helped over 10,000 children with the gift of a birthday party. Volunteer as a cake baker, gift wrapper, delivery driver, or become a financial donor. Visit birthdaydreams.org. That's birthdaydreams.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, again, more clouds and rain today after the fog burns off. High temperatures around 49 to 50 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 46. For the rest of the week, yep, you guessed it. More clouds and rain at times. High temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Low temperatures in the low 40s. Pretty much a gray and wet week.
It's Christmas time, and there are local families that can use our help. Hi, I'm Lori Hardy, and every week on Spotlight, we bring you compelling conversations with local leaders. Portia, Lakeisha, and Rainiera talk about hand-in-hand and their role in helping not only foster kids, but needy families, their community. Join me to learn more on Spotlight Sunday mornings at 5 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150 KKNW.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasili and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Today, we're filling in for Dr. Pat. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for this opportunity. And we're going to talk about caregiving. Yesterday on our show, the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, we talked about how we're taking care of my mother-in-law who can't hear and also has dementia. We describe how we take, an energy approach and talk to her, meaning my mother-in-law, her subconscious and her essence directly. If you're caregiving with someone who has lost their consciousness, meaning with dementia or without language or something to that effect, you have to listen to this show. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. By the way, I'm Patricia, and this is Jason. So, Jason, can you review for the audience out there what we talked about on our show yesterday?
Yes, and truly, if you want to go listen to that show, and you'll be listening right now, and you want the backstory, it's there. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and go to the radio tab, and it's there. You can find us on Facebook at theecosystemapproach.org also, and
okay.
the video is recorded there.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to just jump in from where we left off, and please go back and listen to the other show because it's really interesting.
Right.
But so we're taking care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We know her emotional story,
mm-hmm.
which is that she was enslaved, she was possessed, she was controlled inappropriately by my dad all my life. And it's not just her story, it's my story. Because
mm-hmm.
I always knew there was something wrong with my dad.
Sure.
And there was something...
And he was undiagnosed or not quite diagnosed possible schizophrenia.
Yeah, we suspected that. He
right.
would never go in to be evaluated. He didn't think anything was wrong with him. It was everybody else.
Right.
And and I know one of the general practitioners, he had this very, very unsophisticated approach. She said to my dad one time, "Everybody thinks you're crazy." You know, "Don't you know everybody thinks you're crazy?" You know, and of course that didn't work with him. You know,
no, it only made him mad.
He wasn't stupid.
No,
he wasn't
not at
stupid
all.
By any means. And
no.
They tried to prescribe an antipsychotic, and that didn't work. He was functioning.
Right.
And he took care of the finances and that sort of thing in the family, and did a decent job with that.
Right.
But this is the story of my mom being enslaved to my dad, and now she's here. She has dementia. She can't hear. But that story is relevant to what we're doing.
What we're doing in the ecosystem approach.
And what we've done is because she can't hear and she has dementia, and those two are related.
By the way,
and we said this yesterday, but I think it's really true. It's worth repeating. For her, she has a perfect life because – you know, she was always very sensitive about being wrong.
Yes.
And when you can't hear and you have dementia, you don't ever have to be responsible for anything.
Exactly.
You know, you can't hear anything. Oh, what? What'd you say? You know, or
that kind of thing.
Or I couldn't remember that sort of thing. And it's in a way, she's created the perfect life for herself, even though it may be from a dysfunctional place.
Exactly. By the way, and one of the things that we see is that there are thousands of people that do exactly that. They create the perfect life for themselves by closing themselves off and not paying attention to what's going on.
They're creating some sort of dysfunction.
Exactly. Because they have a dysfunction, they're creating these little pods for themselves. And being out in the world is, I mean, yeah, the grocery store is fine, but being out in the world, they can't function at all. And by the way, she can't function.
You know, and so what we've noticed is that energy that was attached to my dad sought to draw her into his reality.
Exactly.
And also, myself and my sister, which
right.
is part of our family, we both my sister and I left as soon as we could. We grew up in Minnesota, which is where they lived, and we both left as soon as we could. But he kept trying to draw us in, and we've noticed that's not unique, that there's a lot of it goes from all the way from a very mundane thing where alcoholics don't want to drink alone.
Yes.
You know, people that have some sort of mental illness or are possessive or abusive.
Correct.
Seek to draw in other people into their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that's negative energy, dark energy, and we're going to talk about that today.
Right.
And what we've been doing with my mom is going around her lack of
awareness,
ability to hear,
mm-hmm.
and her dementia, and going to her essence, using our intuition. You know, we call it refined intuition, our evolved consciousness and talking to her at the highest level of her essence directly.
Right.
And we've been doing that probably in the last 6 months. We just recently were talking to her, and we've noticed a difference.
Well, and one of the things that is very interesting is you have to be around someone that has these problems, we'll say it that way, or that they have been possessed by someone else. And by the way, I guarantee you, everyone out there knows someone, and you might even be that person, that is being possessed by someone else.
Yeah, and
this, by the way, is not the way it is supposed to be.
That we've always shied away from that word because it...
Meaning the word possession?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it scares people.
Yes,
we see that there's this competition on Earth right now with what we call the light and the dark. And most people think of terms of good and bad or moral and immoral.
Yes.
And that's not it. The light and the dark seeks to stop people from their evolution.
And consume that person's light.
Yeah, and the great metaphor for that, an archetype of that, is the parent that says, well, I'm doing this for your own good.
Right.
I'm controlling you, I'm directing
right.
you for your own good,
right.
which in fact is actually stopping their evolution.
Exactly.
So let's keep going on this.
Okay.
We've learned that people that lack complete consciousness, dementia, mental illness, autism, addictions, you know, when you're drunk, when you're alcoholism, drug addiction,
yes,
you're prey for these negative energies that we're talking about.
Correct.
You're an open vessel, and it attracts that negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been thinking about this. We haven't even talked about this yet, but
okay.
I've been thinking about this. For us, we see it, but most of that attraction is not random dark energy that's just come in with my mom. It has to do with her personally. And what we've seen is that my dad died 8 years ago.
9 years ago.
But his desire to come to come and possess her still
is still happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the non-physical dimension.
Exactly.
That energy that sought to possess her is still alive,
exactly,
so to speak, and trying to take her away.
Exactly.
And what we've been doing, as soon as we see it, we clear it away and she gets better. She'll get grumpy and difficult and stubborn.
Yes.
And we see it and we clear my dad away and she gets better.
And she becomes happy. And by the way, Jason's mother is one of the kindest, sweetest people that you ever want to meet.
That's her normal.
That's her normal. That is really who she is. And when she gets grumpy and vicious, I've even seen her be vicious, we know it's not her, you know, we just know, you know, the bottom line is that we know because we see so many of the things that are holding, that hold her, I'm going to use the word hostage, we know that it's not okay.
Yes.
We know that it is not okay. And it, by the way, not acceptable to either one of us. So, Jason,
we've seen it over and over again. And these are some dramatic examples. But
okay.
She was screaming in
the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. We couldn't wake her up. And so what we started doing is clearing away my dad.
Yes.
And she woke up and she was there and she was present. And she said, oh, you know, I had this bad dream. You know, when one time she had an outburst of rage, which is very, if you read the books, they say it's very common.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it's right or that it should be there or it's not negative
energy.
Or
that you can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and we've been clearing it and using the ecosystem approach to do that.
And we know that it makes a difference.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
You know, our objective is not just to keep my mom alive by clearing her, but to help her evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that by talking to her at the highest levels.
Exactly.
So we'll talk about more about the ethics in the next segment.
Okay. Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
We see that there are energies that seek to possess others and take their vital energy.
Mm-hmm.
These dark energies are more common than generally accepted or known. We have no language for it.
Mm.
Clearing using the ecosystem approach can be very effective with these bad energies, especially for those who can't do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to have all the innate abilities to communicate without language.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about a very interesting and unique way that we talk to mom at, of course, the highest levels. It's very, very effective. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and we're filling in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you, Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about a very interesting and unique way to, well, how we talk to his mom at the highest level that is very effective. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you again, Dr. Pat. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, explain to the audience how we talk to mom when she can't hear and she has dementia that is so bad, you know, it's deep and or even be able to have important discussions, you know, it's not possible for her.
So what we do And we've done this, we do this all the time. I mean, we come in and we clear together every day. This is part of our routine.
It is.
The clearing the negative energy. But we just sit down and this is refined intuition in action. And
by the way, how you get that refined intuition
is using the ecosystem approach, the byproducts, natural byproducts.
Exactly.
Because human beings have that. We're supposed to have that. We're not supposed to. It's not like you develop it necessarily. You have it, and you have negative energy sitting on top of it that keeps you from using it to the highest level.
And how that happened, and how that has happened to everyone, is that it's been programmed that we are not allowed to use our intuition, and we're saying, oh, yes, you are allowed, and it's really an amazing gift.
So we sit down and say, let's talk to mom. And typically the way we work is just because of we both have high levels of intuition. I like to sit and do the questions, and she's the communicator. And
in other words, the energy, the information comes to me.
Yes. So that just works really well for us.
It does.
She doesn't need me, and I don't need her to do it. We can both do it by ourselves, but this is what works for us in the best way.
Exactly.
And we just start talking, and she either has a conversation out loud, or she just tells me what she says to mom and what mom says back, and we just take it from there, and then we use that information to clear what's in her ways so she can continue to do what her purpose.
Exactly.
That she understands what her
phenomenal,
purpose is.
Actually.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so if you have a child that's pre-verbal,
yes.
If you have a child with special needs, she had a sister who had the
major special needs.
And I think it's worth talking about just really briefly that you could see, even as a child yourself,
yes.
She was 2 years younger than you, that she had a consciousness. She had the, they said that she had the ability of a three-year-old.
Right, that was at the highest level.
She topped out, so she got older, she was still a three-year-old.
Yes.
But you saw there was a consciousness there.
Yes, it was it's interesting because I did see that there was a consciousness there, and I would actually talk to that consciousness. And when I did talk to it directly, when I would look in her eyes and talk to it directly, the most amazing thing would happen. She would get this sinister smile on her face, and I would say to her, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? And she would smile the sinister, and then she would go, yes. She could say, there was words she definitely used, but she'd say, yes. And I mentioned it to my mother one day, and my mother said, oh, that's, you know, you're full of hooey. But I have to tell you, I knew, and I still know to this day, she was totally possessed by something that was unbelievably negative, and I'm going to use the word again, sinister. And so, and by the way, she controlled, manipulated the entire family with this sinister energy.
You know,
it's unreal.
It's not politically correct to talk about this.
No, it's not.
We're programmed to believe that we should have pity. We should see people with a handicap as worthy of special attention. And we're not able to see them in any other way.
We're not allowed to see them in any other way.
And because of programming, we've been, our intuition's been dumbed down. We can't see anything like that. So let's keep talking about that. Let's talk about dark energy.
Okay.
We've talked about this before, and most of our clients that have worked with us are star seeds.
Yes.
And if you don't know what that is, you can look it up. You have a connection to places in the universe that are outside of Earth, and you were sent here with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dark energy seeks to block you. We've talked about the mark, that star seeds are marked, and usually with some sort of trauma or difficulty or struggles that keeps them from doing their purpose, uncovering their purpose and doing it.
Right.
So, and there's this contest between the light and the dark, because the dark seeks to enslave. The dark seeks to program humanity so that they're in control. and that and that our natural inclination to have our own self-determination from our essence or our soul is taken away. And that's how we distinguish between light and dark. It's not necessarily good and bad.
Right, right.
So so one of the things that, one of the ways we determine how to talk to someone around
that negative energy.
That negative energy or any blocks that they have to their consciousness, like dementia, mm-hmm. the ability to hear, children that don't have language, is to go around and go to the highest levels. And we see, one of the best ways we see that is to see it as a headquarters.
Okay.
And imagine this headquarters has 10 stories. And one of the things, if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section, there's a whole article about the discovery, where we discovered that most people have 80% of their essence, or their soul, is blocked. Mm-hmm. And most people have never understood what that means. So I came up with a metaphor, and I think this is really neat.
And the metaphor is that building of 10 stories.
You have your headquarters, 10 okay. stories. Imagine on 8 of those stories, all the employees are sitting around throwing spitballs, are doing online shopping, are playing games, mm-hmm. are just having fun all day. Or more importantly, they're doing things that are contrary to the best interest of the company, like making deals that aren't productive.
Correct.
And creating projects and things like that hurt you. So if you take away from the metaphor, what that means is that's where illness and disease comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That's where divorce comes from. That's where bad relationships, money problems, accidents,
mm-hmm.
all those things are from those floors of eight floors of employees that aren't working in the best interest of that headquarter company.
Correct.
That headquarter being you and your desire to be here and your purpose. So we go to the highest levels and mm-hmm. talk to that part that's still functional, that's still working in the best interest of that individual, and in this case, my mom, and say, hey, you were here for a purpose. You're not here to be enslaved by dad. You're here to fulfill a purpose and learn how to live with life force in a way that's natural and organic to you. And she, at the highest level, gets that.
She does.
My mother gets that. She's a starseed herself, and she gets that. And it's a really exciting thing that happens as we work with her. Now, I have to say this. This is kind of a note. People will try and take what we're saying and make it into a formula or a process or
right.
a methodology.
Right.
And that's programming. We say if this is interesting to you, chances are you're a starseed already, and it's time for you to develop your refined intuition, involved consciousness, and then go out in the world for your particular situation and look and see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't take this as sort of a program or three ways to talk to someone who lacks consciousness. It's you have to develop these resources, see what's there, and then respond in an appropriate way. It's like having a conversation.
Right.
You know, someone says X, and then you say Y. And you don't just say Y without knowing what they're going to say. You
or hearing what they had to say.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and some people I know, I don't know if we have enough time, but I think some people talk about the morality of this. And this is my mom's story that's connected to my story.
That is correct.
And what I'm trying to do is heal my story first and then heal my mom.
And then helping your mom.
Right. And this not only heals my story, but, you know, your story with your sister is also healing. We're doing the same thing with your sister by looking
exactly.
at the energy in your family.
Correct.
And there's a healing effect that has a ripple. When you throw a pebble into a pond,
yeah,
and that's what we're doing. If this interests you, this is the ecosystem approach. Listen to our show. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section.
Exactly.
So,
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Evolved consciousness and refined intuition have many practical applications.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the structure of essence using a company headquarter metaphor. Don't accept any bad employees. You know,
plain and simple.
You can clear those bad employees away, but right. when you take them out, you have to retrain the new ones, and we'll talk about that, you know, in another time. Using refined intuition to talk to someone's consciousness at the highest level can be very effective and useful.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to create refined intuition and evolve consciousness for a better life.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to give you a summary of our two-part show on caregiving. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. Thank you once again, Dr. Pat, for letting us fill in for you today. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on that, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to give you a summary of our two-part show on caregiving. There's a lot of good information here, so stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, we've done two shows on caregiving. Can you give us the main points for these two shows?
So we're going to go through some of the main points
okay.
and talk about them And we're not going to do key points in this segment because they're all key points.
Okay.
So, and please go back to our first show, part one.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Go to the radio tab, and you can listen, or go to our webpage or our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and you can view the video there. So here we go. So here are the main points. Caregiving always starts with the caregiver. Your emotions and your emotional story are front and center. You don't have to be a victim to negative feelings of guilt, frustration, overwhelm, resentment, irritation, anger, and shame, because you can clear them. That's what the ecosystem approach is all about. You take those, you see those emotions, and you clear them away, as opposed to just being a victim to them, because if you don't, they build up. And chances are most of us who are caregivers who are non-professional, who just do it with family or whatever, we're just thrust into that position.
And yes, and not only thrust into it, but also feel obligated to be part of that. And it's the interesting part that I see about all of that is we think that we're not allowed to speak up. We think we're not allowed to say, I'm very frustrated about today, or I'm angry about today. The worst thing is that those of us that are caregivers, and I admit I'm his mom's, biggest, primary caregiver. I oftentimes will get stuck in the guilt and the frustration and the anger, but almost every time it goes back to connecting to my story of when I was a caregiver for my younger sister.
You know, and it's important.
Disabled sister.
I think it's important to note that your mother on her deathbed asked you to take care of your sister, and she died after we had gotten together. But that guilt from all of that has been present for years and years.
Well, and how do you say no to someone on their deathbed?
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't
talk about a manipulation.
Talk about it. Yeah.
You can't say, oh, don't die. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't happen that way.
So. The other thing, another key point.
Okay.
It's important to understand the why of what you're doing. Purpose.
What's your purpose as a caregiver?
What's your purpose as a caregiver? Not only that.
Okay.
What is your purpose in life?
Yes.
Because so many people get lost in caregiving.
Yes, they do.
You know, if you're clear about your purpose, you can always keep clearing to find a creative way to function, to do that purpose in the world while you're caregiving or as you're caregiving, or find some sort of solution for that.
Exactly.
But most people say, oh, I can't do it, and they just give up.
Well, and how you do that is by using the ecosystem approach, because when you start using the ecosystem approach, that awareness that happens for you, I'm going to say as the caregiver or as someone who is either about to step into that position, that kind of thing, what happens for you is that it helps you remember that caregiving is definitely a part of what your day is going to be about, but for you to remember what your purpose in life is about. And how you do that is go back and look at your story. Ask yourself, why am I here on earth at this time? And you will not believe some of the things that you come up with.
Caregiving has often been part of the mark that we've talked about for starseeds that have kept them from their purpose.
That is correct.
You know, and it's not that we should never just go black and white and say, oh, I'm not going to do it.
Right. No,
You know, but it's important to understand the big picture, and you do that by clearing your way through.
Exactly.
So clearing is the best. Here's another key point. Clearing is the best way to create happiness and fun and satisfaction of the life force energy. Now, one of the things about our work with mom, we have fun. We have two dogs. They love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's always talking to the dogs. They're taking care
of her. As if they understand her. It's actually quite funny.
She's taking care of them.
Yeah.
And we get together at the end of the day, and we joke around. We laugh. And you don't see that. You don't see that in old folks' home. You don't see that.
No, you certainly don't.
With people that are caregivers generally, it's a very somber, you know, I have to do this.
You know what? I want to make a point. My mentally disabled sister that I cared for, one of the things that she taught me was, well, my love of music, but also her love of music. And I would dance and sing with her every single day. I figured out how you could dance with somebody in a wheelchair. And I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun. And but today, Jason's
you
mom.
You figured that out as a child.
I figured it out as a child.
And you were acting, you're offering her life force energy.
And I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing, but that's exactly what I was doing. And today when Jason's mom, by the way, one of the things we discovered is that elderly people, they get depressed really easy. And so one of the things that I will do, I still dance and sing every single day. I know I look like an idiot sometimes, but the bottom line, I don't care. The bottom line is that when I see that his mom is really struggling with things, I will dance. And by the way, the only voice that she can actually hear with any clarity at all is mine, and it has to do with the tone. My point that I'm getting at is that having fun, you can't have fun if you're angry and bitter and...
you have to get rid of the negative energy.
Exactly. You
fun only can be possible when you get rid of the negative energy.
And so I've learned to do that.
Clearing, yes.
Exactly. Yep.
So here's another key point. Dark energy is allowed free reign when people lack the ability, consciousness, to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst, and we all have it, and this is other shows that we've done. We all have it inside of us, but we have a consciousness. We're able to suppress it, to act like it doesn't exist.
Compartmentalize.
Yes.
Yeah.
The worst of a person's Enneagram types come forward in old age, and especially with dementia.
Yes.
And these dark energies always find those who start to lose their consciousness, who are empty.
Right.
And this dark energy just roars up and goes and go forward.
Right.
People are considered, bad behavior in old age is eccentric.
Oh,
you're
yes.
Eccentric if you're, you know,
I see what you're,
you know,
yeah.
And it's not eccentricity, that's dark energy.
Right.
You can be cleared.
Right.
So here's another key point. Using refined intuition to go to the highest persons of a level of a person's essence to communicate and influence is very effective. There are some people, because of their dysfunction, and it could be alcoholism, it could be
correct,
it could be drug addiction,
correct,
they could be OCD, they could have any other schizophrenic. You almost have to go up to their
because what
the
they're
part,
stuck in,
yes.
They can't accept it. So if you use your refined intuition by using the ecosystem approach, then the bottom line is that you're not only helping them, but you're actually helping you.
So dark energies is another key point. Seek to exist and maintain their position, their possession, and will do so to own their territory. So
right.
As you start to clear it away, there's a pushback. There's
yes.
always a pushback. It doesn't
yes.
want to go.
Yes.
It's not as easy to say, one of those floors and say, everybody in this floor is fired. You know, you're out of here.
Yes.
And there's always a pushback.
Yes.
They don't want to go. They don't want to leave.
Correct.
So that's part of the understanding. So the headquarter metaphor for essence. You know, 10 stories, 10 parts,
mm-hmm.
and 8 of those, go to our website, you can read the article about the discovery, have bad employees.
Yeah.
And are not working for the highest and best interest of you or your company in this
right.
case. That's the metaphor.
So one of the things that we're going to do this morning is we're going to tell you how to do clearing, and then the next segment, we're going to do that. We're going to do some clearing and take note of how you feel right now and then take note after you've done the clearing and see if you feel a difference.
It's very simple. You can sit, stand, lay down, be walking,
mm-hmm.
And be driving.
Running.
And so when we say and to eliminate, mm-hmm. in your mind's eye, your imagination, gather up all those things to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions.
Right.
Gather them up and blow them into the processor. And the processor looks like this. It's like a wagon with some wheels on the bottom.
And a garbage can.
And a garbage can, yes.
And
so,
and the bottom line is, think about it. You want to use the processor because you don't want to throw your negative energies out for somebody else to walk into. And by the way, that's been happening for way too long. So, and then after that, we're going to activate life force. And what that is we're going to use the strongest energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. We're going to call upon it, and we're going to use that to help us, well, clean up our act even more. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do clearings to help you with caregiving in an energy way. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you with caregiving in an energy way. We're going to do some clearing. So, Jason, take it away.
Here we go. So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier. So I know the most important thing for me as a caregiver, clearing my negative emotions. So gather up those barriers, blow them into that processor, or put them in a trash can if you don't know what the processor looks like. You have to go closer to the camera.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep.
There we go.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
Okay. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that those without consciousness attract dark energies that can be cleared.
And you're going to pick it up and blow it and put it into the end of the top of the...
Gather up those barriers.
Right. Good one. All right. And to eliminate any intense feelings of fear, hurt, and shame and responsibility that are common with caregiving and that I get overwhelmed with and don't know what to do. I release and let go of them. I'm picking them up, and I'm putting them into that processor. And if you can't remember what the processor looks like, use a garbage can. We'll empty it out. You don't need it anymore.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the behaviors that trigger me when I'm caregiving and the intense anger that follows.
Mm-hmm.
You can clear all those things. Those triggers, you can clear them. You can clear so you can see them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that says, when I'm caregiving, I have to be a victim to the person that I'm caregiving and their story, when the truth is I don't have to be a victim at any time, and I can use life force energy to help me get through anything and everything, especially in caregiving. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see there's a special power using intuition, refined intuition,
mm-hmm.
to talk to someone's essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks to my hope and my health and the person that I'm caring for, their health, so that we as two people, two energies, can communicate with each other in our highest and best interest. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can know myself and my triggers that affect me with my caregiving.
Yes.
That's so important. Take a breath.
Here's a great one. And to eliminate any unconsciousness I have about what's in the best interest of the person that I'm caring for, starting right now. Take a breath. And by the way, sometimes that person that you're caring for is you. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the opportunities for me developing myself with the ecosystem approach as a caregiver.
Yes. Take a breath.
Would you life force?
Well, I want to do one more. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from getting stuck and feeling trapped in caregiving, this energy doesn't serve. That's truly negative energy doing its best to mess with you. It doesn't serve you. Take a breath. Now we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in to the top of our head and go all the way down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around, and we're going to use that powerful energy to remove more negative energy and put it into the processor or garbage can, because we don't want it around in the universe or around us at all. And it goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for caregiving, for my daily life, for happiness and hope and, well, let's see, objectivity and creativity every single day, no matter what I'm doing. Take a nice breath, pull it in, use life force energy, and now blow out any negative energy that's left over.
And to activate life force so I can have hope for my personal evolution,
mm-hmm.
even while caregiving.
Love it. Take a breath. And to eliminate, and to activate life force so I can decide to put myself first in a non-self-absorbed way so that I can be the best caregiver for the person that I'm caring for right now and every single day. Take a breath. And I have one more, Jason.
Okay.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, have objectivity, have love of myself, love of the person that I'm taking care of, and love of the job of the person that I'm taking care of and be happy about doing it all, starting right now. Pull in that life force energy. Be happy. Nice and easy, and blow out any negative energy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week on our show?
On our show on Monday is Life Without Strings. Now, I was struggling to find the right title for this because this is so encompassing for everything.
Okay.
This is my favorite saying. You know, people are implementing their life according to doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results.
Correct.
Einstein said that that's the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
What we see as intuitives, and this is why this is an amazing show, is that the whole world is doing the same things over and over again,
expecting
different results.
Yes.
And it's because what we've discovered and what's so unique about the ecosystem approach is it's the frame that we do things with. It's not
correct.
That we're doing the wrong thing. It's how we're doing those things. And it's the how that that allows the negative energy to come in, and we're all so unconscious about it, where it's like we're all crazy.
Because you've been programmed.
If you look around, the world seems like it's going crazy. And this is going to
– really,
we're going to really kind of get to why that is.
Okay, I absolutely love that. You know, Jason, what – can I do, or what can the audience do to start using the ecosystem approach today?
So if you're a caregiver or you're going to be a caregiver and all of a sudden there's something that we talked about today that just touched you, that you got that little nudge,
mm-hmm.
that little thing that says, oh, yeah, this is for me.
Okay.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. That's so important because there's a lot of content right there.
Right.
You'll get our weekly newsletter, which is sort of the backstory to every
right.
show. And it'll also have clearings.
Mm-hmm.
And clearings are cumulative. They're energy. And the more you clear, the better it gets.
Exactly.
You know, people kind of dabble with it. I'll do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. But a lot of our clients put the clearings on their phone
mm-hmm.
and do it during the day. And then they listen to the next show and do those clearings. It's very, very effective, and it's all free. You got to do this. This is really groundbreaking. You don't know it until you start doing the energy work and removing that negative energy and see it happening.
Exactly. Tell them about Facebook, Jason.
So go to our website. That's the first thing, and sign up. Listen to our show every week, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Or go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and you can see our videos there.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a comment, leave a comment there. That's great. And we just come and be with us and join us every week.
Join us. And the other thing is that if you on Facebook, you can make suggestions for shows that you might want to hear that, you know, hear what we have to say about, or make comments to us. We would love to hear from you. And Jason, how do they do that?
They just go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
And leave a comment there.
Okay.
And the truth is that we take all these different topics. We don't have a theme like we're helping you with weight loss or one thing, because
right.
it's the frame, and
right.
we'll talk about that next week's show.
I love that. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. We've been sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and thank you for that opportunity. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. And it's
Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 11:50 traffic update for around the town. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still some slowing on 405 northbound just around the Newcastle area and Coal Creek Parkway as you run through the I-90, but again, everywhere else, it's actually looking pretty good. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the Dr. Pat Show coming up next at the news.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The nation is marking the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
We will pay tribute to the 2,403 service members and civilians who lost their lives on that calm Sunday morning 80 years ago today.
Secretary of Navy Carlos Del Toro addressing those gathered on Kilo Pier in Hawaii to remember with a moment of silence at 7:55 local time this morning. The Japanese attack was the defining moment that led to U.S. entry into World War II. 20 years after the September 11 terrorist attacks, activists want to shut down Guantanamo Bay, where mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed remains locked up. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says that's a terrible idea.
We still have people arguing that this should be subject to the usual rules in a criminal trial. And for obvious reasons, that's not possible.
Cornyn says it was the Obama administration that concluded the rule of law applies differently to a non-citizen captured in the battlefield during a war. The CDC director says new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all rising. Dr. Rochelle Walensky also reported a call for full vaccinations and boosters. White House COVID team coordinator Jeff Zients echoed that plea, especially among those who are concerned about the spread of the new COVID Omicron variant. If you have a package coming today from Amazon, it may be delayed. There's a massive outage at an Amazon Web Services hub in Virginia. The company provides cloud computing services to a broad array of customers. The outage also affects Instacart, Venmo, Disney's streaming service, and a host of video games that are played online. A Southeast Texas plumber is getting a $20,000 reward for finding missing cash and checks at Joel Osteen's megachurch. Crime Stoppers of Houston says the Good Samaritan deserves the reward because he reported finding $600,000 behind a wall at Lakewood Church. It's believed the money was stolen from the church in 2014. Police are still investigating the cash discovery. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather. Outlook for Tuesday, well, again, more clouds and rain today after the fog burns off. High temperatures around 49 to 50 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 46. For the rest of the week, yep, you guessed it, more clouds and rain at times. High temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Low temperatures in the low 40s. Pretty much a gray and wet week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone, to Dr. Pat's show. I am so excited to be hosting for her. I'm her guest host today. My name is Martina Emmons, and As well as being a transformational life coach, I focus on NLP and helping women who are survivors of trauma. I have a show as well. I am blessed and privileged to have my own show as well, which is Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. I am so excited to be here. And my show, for those of you that don't know, is Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And today I am so excited to invite my guest, Yvonne Mundy, and she's got a very powerful story. She is going to talk about how a star is born out of scars, and that brings a lot of emotion to me because I know what that is like myself. Welcome, Yvonne. Please introduce
yourself. Thank you so much for having me today. It's my pleasure. I'm so excited to be on the show here today.
So excited to have you.
Yes, I am a speaker, an international speaker, a coach, and an educator, a counselor, and I am an author. And so, yes, Mundy is one, like Martin already said. So I am here with a lot of good things to let you guys know that good things can still come out of nothing. Thank you so much.
They can. Absolutely can. I am proof of that. You are proof of that. So, Yvonne, would you tell us a little about just start with your story?
Yes.
I know you probably have many, but just like whatever you feel is the most hopeful and
good
way to bless people today.
Yes, I am so happy to share that with you. Not the entire thing, but there will be books and products that will be out there for people to go and read and try to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, I am a star born out of scars.
Uh-huh.
You know, my trauma started from a very young age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I am 11 years old, and I am sitting in a kitchen surrounded by my brothers, my grandmother, and my father. And my father tells my grandmother, I want Mundy to go and get married at 11. And my grandmother,
oh my gosh,
because that took her like a shock. And my father is like, did you hear what I just told you, Monica? My grandmother said, please, this child is too young to get married at 11.
Yes.
Why can't you educate her as you are educating your own legal children? So, ladies and gentlemen, I come out from a rape situation. My mother was given away in marriage at the age of 16. And shortly after, she had beautiful twin baby girls. And then shortly after, the husband was killed by her abuser who raped her and impregnated me while she was still breastfeeding her twin babies. And so her home was demolished. All her late husband's property seized, and she was forced to live in her abuser's compound among his wives and children who were around my mother's age. And that is when the trouble began. Pregnant with me, my mother, with no education, she did only what she knew how to do very well, and that was farming and praying to God. You know, she ended up with 9 children, and I watched my brothers. My brother died of intense abuse, and my own Neil also died from abuse at the age of 8. And so, you know, when my grandmother fought tooth and nail to say, no, I will not have you do what you're doing to my daughter, to my granddaughter anymore. She deserves to be educated. And so from that moment on, it was one abusive situation to the other. By the time I was 15, I had lived in several homes, and in each of these homes, I went through abuse. And at the age of 3, my father threw me away, just gave me away in a very unloving manner. And the uncle that took me to the city. The only thing that was good there was that they started educating me. They sent me to school. But when I graduated from primary school at the age of 11, my father demanded that I be sent to the village. So that's when the marriage thing started. And so my grandmother fought and said, no, this one will go to school. This one will go to school. My daughter is suffering. I am suffering today because I was not educated, not this one. And so from that moment on, my father said, until you do what I tell you to do, you would never amount to anything. And your home is going to be in the bush among animals. And so when my grandmother left that night, my father sent me out of the home,
I groped my way around the village, no electricity, to some parents' house, who then took me to my grandmother's house, crossed the river and took me there at night. And at this time, my mother was always on the run for her dear life. She ended up having 9 children of her own. My father was always abusing my mom, loaded a gun to go and kill my mom, but God had long removed my mom from our only one bedroom and kitchen house, you know. And so that is when the abuse started. Every night I will be let out of the house. I was starved. I had no home. I was living in the bush among animals and birds actually sleeping in the bush. And the women of the village, when they're going to the farm, they will stop by and put food on leaves for me to eat. I could hear the children being happy, walking to school, coming back from school, but I was in the bush, just staying in the bush. I wanted to die so bad. I prayed for God to just take my mother and all her children, but it didn't happen. And so one day I said, Mother, I told my mother, I want to go to school. My mother said, my daughter, they will kill us. Your daddy will kill us. I said, Mother, I would rather die, but I want to go to school. So my grandmother, they came together and they decided to educate me. Are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They decided to educate me. And so that's how I got enrolled into secondary school. After secondary school, I wanted to go to high school. It was a constant struggle. I became an adult even before I became one. I did whatever it took for me to raise money to do things. But as God would have it, the village, very good parents of the village, they came together. I grew up seeing parents loving their children, sending their children to school, but my father was a terror to the entire village. So they came together and they decided to educate me. And at this time, I love to write, and I still love to write. I'll be writing, picking things on papers. I want to read whatever, you know, because I wanted to talk like the educated. I wanted to walk like the educated. I wanted to hold my books just like the educated were holding their books.
Mm-hmm.
I saw so much inspiration, and I admire the educated. So they came together. Those parents, they went through too much. Some of them are no more. Some of them are still there, and I'm doing whatever it takes to also help them to pass this blessing on to other children. And so that is how it started. And then from high school, I thought I deserve to go to university too. And at this time, you know, they place so much emphasis on boys than girl children to be highly educated. But still, the parents said, this child has been writing letters to us. I was a courier. They called me the village courier. I'll write letters and take them to the post office and mail them. I will help the parents of the village, the old ones. I will do community work, to clean, do whatever it took. I will teach Sunday school. And so they said they will send me to university.
Mm.
I was the very first female child in that village for more than 10 years with a bachelor's degree.
Mm.
And a whole lot to me till today. And it means a whole lot. Even to that village, they call me, even as I'm speaking today, they left me a message. They call me all the time. They so much depend on me. They call me for advice. They call me for whatever. And I, you know, I always wanted to leave that village. My grandmother blessed me with a traditional blessing. It, when I think about that blessing, it just makes me just want to rise even more. My grandmother blessed me, asked me to put all my writings in my hair because they were always beating me. I have wounds all over my body, even cuts in my hair, you know. My grandmother said, put it in your head and write it right on the paper. I will bury them in a plastic bag at the corner of my home so that if you forget something, if I'm not here tomorrow, you can come for them.
Mm.
And so my grandmother is no more. She's watching on me from above.
Yeah.
And so from a one-time TV show that I watched from the only TV owner in the village, and this TV owner was using a generator. It talked about freedom and success in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, maybe the United States is just a place where I can just walk. I said, I will go to America. I'm going to walk and go to America. They will be beating me up, even beat me until I can even bled to death. They didn't care. They didn't just want me to talk about America or be educated or anything. And so I kept singing. I almost went insane. They thought I was crazy. So my grandmother said, my granddaughter, you see that bird that is flying in the sky? That is the bird that is going to take you to where you want to go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. I don't want you to be this village. Being the kind of child that God has created you to be, you are a thinker.
You are a fighter. You want to do more for people that will not let you because you are a female child. When I die, do not leave here. Go somewhere so you can protect, so you can fight and advocate for your mother and your brother because they don't know how to speak for themselves. And so from a very young age, I wanted to become a writer, a speaker, an advocate. I want to help women and children. And with the blessing that my grandmother gave me, I have it with me. My grandmother said, wherever you go in the world, make sure to bless women and children. Because that is where your mother and you guys lived. But do not forget where you've been. Do not forget where you come from. This village is very important to build your foundation. And so that is why I am here today. Till the end of my life, my passion, my mission, and my vision is to advocate for the abused, the rejected, the homeless, the hungry, the disabled, anybody, especially as I watch young girls being abused, being sold into sex trafficking, and women are being abused, and they can't say a word. Even in our country, the United States, the abuse and rejection is universal. It's not just here. So that is why I am bent on writing. I'm going to be creating courses. My ultimate goal is to build mastermind schools to begin to change the mentality of a lot of people that just think that what they told them as children, even as adults, that's exactly who they are. No. If I, Mundi Yvonne or Yvonne Mundi, can do what I am doing today, can stand here and talk with you on a very honorable show like this, anybody in the world can do it, so long as they are breathing. If I'm breathing, I will do everything. There is nothing that I cannot do. I don't know that much, but I know that the God that has opened the way for me even to escape freedom, where I share my story, anybody out there can do it. Nobody should limit you. Nobody should tell you that you're left. Even if you don't have one limb, you can use your mouth. If you don't have a mouth, you can use your eye. You can use something. Dude, I am here for you. Just like Martin is there for all of us. I am here for you. Reach out. Stay in a situation that is uncomfortable for you, because when you do, the children will copy. Children are impressionable. They will copy. I left from childhood abuse into two marriages that were very abusive, very exploitative, and I said, enough is enough. I am going to love myself. The God who created me loves me. I will love myself so that my children will follow. I have one biological son, very amazing boy, and I adopted nine of my late brother's children. They're 15 years old, and I'm going to be filing for them. I don't know how, but the how is not up to me. It's up to God. Because if I'm here today, from walking without bare feet, without shoes for years, from having just two pairs of tattered clothing for years, there is nothing that I cannot have. Now I can wear clothes and change. Last week I saw you with a different beautiful outfit. Today is a different one. Me, the same. We have a lot. We have a lot that we have to pass it on to other people. So I want to build mastermind schools, and I am here for anybody. Whether it is setting your goals, whether you're confused, whether you want to write a book, whether you want to get your story out there, I am here for everybody, especially women and children. Thank you so much. I can talk.
Oh, that's so beautiful, because I feel like you do, that if we are breathing, we still have purpose. So I come from an abusive environment myself. I was beat very badly by my father and sexually abused from ages 4 to 9, molested by different men and other circumstances in my life. So I know it. I have an idea, I should say, of what you've been through. Not quite to your degree, nowhere near. Still hard, you know, in what I went through was still hard as well. You know, we all have our own experiences, and it's hard for all of us in a different way. Mm-hmm. So women weren't thought of as good as boys where you come from, and that's still like everywhere, but more so where you come from. And did your brothers have a chance at
some of the things that you did? I know you had to fight for everything that you got as well.
One of my brothers, who died 4 years ago of abuse, because it just seems so natural that when you grow up in an abusive environment, you tend to gravitate towards abuse.
Yes, that's true.
And I feel that is the case with me. I tend to gravitate towards men that are a carbon copy of my father. And that is why those two marriages end. My brother, the one that died, who was Commissioner of Public Security, died because the wife is very abusive. She's still abusive. So now.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the opportunity because I was determined that I will do whatever it takes to educate myself and my brother. And so when I was in the university, I was doing farming. I was doing marketing. At the same time, my mom was also doing certain things, farming and marketing in the village. And my other brothers, we came together and re-educated that one up to university.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was taken into slavery for my father's oldest son, who is still alive.
No.
So I can't even go to Cameroon now because they can chew me when I get there. I can't go there. So they took my immediate sibling, who also passed from abuse. It's because right there looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not given the chance, the opportunity to go to school. The money that I sent from here for him to invest in a business so he can get married and support his wife, received that money from him. $800 is a lot of money in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
That money was taken away. It was 1,600, which is 800,000 francs. That money was taken away from him. My other two brothers that are left are buried into alcohol to try to dull their pain.
I understand.
I just talked with one about an hour before we came on. He improves, but still the problem is there. There's too much abuse. The other one has a lower back problem because of abuse from my father. But the only little sister that I knew, because my mom had the twins with the late husband, was abused at the age of 8 and she died. And so, you know, my brother didn't quite have a chance except for one that we sponsored, but he too passed. So these two, I'm just praying to God because my mom is going through too much. For a mother to have 9 children and only 3 are left, nothing for any mother.
That's so sad.
And she lives with me, but I just pray every day and I do the best that I can for her because she works. She, even when she was educating me, her friends abandoned her for trying to educate a female child. They isolated her. She was lonely, but she was determined to educate me, and she did. So I'm here. I do everything. I say, Mama, everything, I'll do it for you because I don't want to regret when you're no more. I want to do it.
Right.
So she's with me, and I thank God for that opportunity, Martin. Though the abuse is here in America, but the laws here are better than the laws in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
The laws in Cameroon, just like the laws in the United States in those days, favor the men against the women.
Right.
Yes. But it's changing, but the change is so little, not that much.
Oh.
Yes, that is slow change. So we have a lot to do. Women all over the world, it doesn't matter whether we have children or not of our own. Women are the cradle of all society. We need to come together to fight against all of this.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yes.
I agree.
Because when I look at my son and the other children, I'm like, I cry. If I'm no more, especially my son, he does not like problems. Very humble. You will meet him someday.
Mm-hmm.
Very humble a child. Very good, very helpful, very loving.
Uh-huh.
He does not. He would rather apologize for something he didn't do just to bring peace. So where are our children going to be? We have to make the future better and happy for our children. In the United States now, especially during this period of the pandemic, children as young as 7 are committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
We need to step up and do something for the children.
Yes, I absolutely agree. We need to empower them.
Yes, yes. So my brothers didn't have that much of any chance. And for me, I am a fighter. I don't know how to fight physically, but my mouth, my writing, that's what I use to fight. And so
right.
I don't take things when people say, and my grandmother did a lot with me. My mother doesn't talk that much. My grandmother trained me a lot. Do not accept things that people tell you. She was a fighter. don't do this, do but this, but always say good things to people. You know, mm-hmm. the Bible was our anthology, everything. Mm-hmm. The Bible, she recruited it from the school teacher to teach us all the time. Psalm 91 is still in my brain. I can wake up at any time. I would recite it because, you know, and that helped a lot. My grandmother instilled in me the spirit of a fighter, of a warrior. Mm-hmm. I respect everybody, but I do not accept something that is not the truth.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so I want to go back a little bit because I'm curious that the whole village, like you said that some of the women, your mom's friends, were upset that they educated you, but wasn't it the women in the village that helped to educate you?
They helped mostly the men, the fathers. Some of the good women who were also educating their own children, female mm-hmm. children, they also helped. Not the entire village, but most of the village, they saw that as a good thing, that a child would be writing letters and taking them to the post office and doing things for the village. They supported me. You know, everywhere I go, I owe people a lot. Because even at the university, even in high school, even in secondary school, I meet with parents who were always helping me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in university, I was doing marketing. And one Sunday, these parents, they were fathers, they came. And I started crying. I was thinking, what have I done wrong? They said, don't cry. Don't cry. You didn't do anything wrong. They came, they started questioning me. What's your name? Where do you come from?
Mm-hmm.
I said, if every child can do what you are doing, you're going to school, you are selling things, you're doing marketing, you are also doing farming. If every child can do it, then the parents will not be suffering. So they contributed 1,500 francs, which is equivalent to $3. That's a lot in Cameroon. $3 is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave it to me. They said, add it on your capital. That is a lot. That helped me. I was a late stepper in life. Considering where I come from, my parents, my siblings, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have any boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a boyfriend until towards the last year in university, which, you know, it just happened. I didn't want it. I wanted to focus on my studies and to help my mother and my siblings. So everywhere I go, I owe people a lot. And I'm really so grateful for the people that God has put on my path. You are here today. You discovered me. A lot of my mentors, my coaches. I am an author. This is something that I have always dreamt of, but I did not know how it was going to come about because it's so expensive to publish a book.
Yes.
But it beats me. Media House of Sovereignty with Eleanor from, Australia or where? They picked me from the internet and said they've been looking for powerful women like me and their stories.
So
that's how some of my journey started. Who would dare to say, there is no God who has laid your path so clear for you. I am speaking in a home that was built by people. I'm speaking in a country where everything has been made possible for me. It is greatness and beauty all over us. And I thank God. And I thank you, too, because you picked me. And you are here with me today. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for that. We are going to take a break. But before we do, why don't you tell the audience, the next minute or so before we break, what book is your latest one coming out?
Okay, yes. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to enjoy. You don't want to miss this book. Two books are actually coming up, maybe three, but the last one, the date has not been set. So the first one is going to be launched on December 14th.
Ooh, just trying to call them.
Yes, Women of the Power Voice Anthology.
Wonderful.
And Les Brown is my mentor, so I attended the Power Voice Academy. So that one is coming up. It's so exciting. And the other one is Hear Her Roar with Bridget, holder of the Art of Grace Publishing International. So that is that
Wonderful.
One. A very beautiful book. That book stands to fight against sex trafficking, the abuse of women, and safe labor for men. So that one is She Is Unleashing Her Feminine Power. So those are
the wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Social media and all over. So you guys
by those with their very great resources to help all of us.
Oh, absolutely. I can see that for sure. That's awesome.
Sure. So where can, and right, we got another just second or two here, where can people find you right now?
They can find me. I have a website. They can find me on all forms of social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'm still learning to use Instagram and LinkedIn. But I'm most of the time on Facebook for now, but eventually I will be on all. But my website is there. It's still under construction, but you can still go there. It's www.buildinghopesanddreamsglobal.org.
I love that. I just love it, the name of that, because it just fills me with, like, yes, you know, because as you know, I'm all about hope as well.
Yes.
So my show is about hope and my whole message is about hope, because I like I said in the beginning, or at least I think I said in the beginning, I believe all of us can rise from no matter what we've been through. We can rise up again and we can serve others. And our mess, as a lot of people have said, become our message.
There you go.
You know, yeah. So we're going to take a break, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Courtney Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the wonderful Dr. Pat Show. I am your guest host today. I am Martinae Emmons. And for those of you who don't know, I have my own show as well, which is Transformation with Martinae, where we overcome and compromise nothing. My show is every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and my show is about hope. I believe firmly that we as humans can get back up from anything. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest again, Yvonne Mundy, and we have been talking about her story and her books and her desire to empower women and children. So Yvonne, on break, we were talking about us as women coming together to motivate, to encourage, to make change happen. How do you motivate and encourage others?
Very important question, and you know, motivation and encouragement very, very important. If I draw from the quote of Ronald Reagan said, "There are no barriers around us. We can achieve anything that we want to achieve. There are no constraints to the human mind. There are no walls that are built around the human spirit." Except those that we erect on ourselves. That means when you are determined, so long as you're breathing, when you say to yourself that,
yes,
I can do this, I will, and I can, and you can do it. Because when you take that determination, when you give yourself that affirmation, you are already giving your subconscious mind something. The subconscious mind acts on what you give them to act. And if you're encouraging them in a very positive way, the subconscious mind will take it, it will begin to act on it, and you will do it. Because how is it that as a child, I was that determined to become something? How is it that things just work? I wasn't powerful. I didn't have any resources. I didn't have anything. But it is the desire to say, I can do this, and I will do it. Other people have done it. People have been even in very bad situations. If you take, for instance, Nick Fijicic. Nick Fijicic is an Australian who was born without limbs. He is inspiring, empowering the entire world. And if you take, for instance, Tawana Williams in this country, he was born without arms. The eagle without wings.
Wow, I love that. The eagle without wings.
Yes. And she is transforming people. You and I are here. We have hands. We have eyes. We have all our limbs together. We can do better for ourselves first. Because if you do not impact yourself positively, there is nothing that you can give out. Because you will not give out of nothing. You must give out of what you are building in yourself. That is why when I was thinking about the title for my company, I thought about building hopes and dreams. Building the hopes and dreams of other people, because others build my own hopes and my dreams. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, there is nothing that you cannot do. Do not let the limitations that people put on you who pull you down, because you have something special. You have great things within you that nobody can take from you. You have to begin to search within yourself, because what you are looking for is not outside there. It is inside of you. You have to search within you. God created us with wonderful gifts, each and every one of us, and we have those gifts. We don't have to depend on somebody or depend on something. What is it that when you just wake up from sleep, it will just lit a light on your face to do? What is it that if somebody just wakes you up and you say, oh, I want to do this, and you'll be happy to do it without complaining, without whining? A lot of us are stuck at jobs that we are complaining and whining every day because we have not found that purpose. We have not found that gift in our life. So that is why I'm so happy when I hear somebody say, oh, what an interview. I say, yes. I have an interview coming up.
Yes, yes. And we have to focus on gratitude. That is something that's so important, because if we just, we go to work every day and it's like, oh, or we clean the house, like, oh, gosh, I don't want to do this kind of thing. It's like, if we could just focus on, I get to go to work. I am blessed. I get paid to do this work. I get to live in a nice home that I take care of. That is big. And also, one of the things that you were talking about, like, sometimes we need somebody else to believe in us before we can believe in ourselves. Just like Les Brown always, you know, he has a twin, and he was growing up the DT, the dumb twin. I'm sure you know that story of him.
Yes.
It was somebody else that said, don't you think of yourself that way. Don't you believe what other people are saying. I am telling you right now that you're good. So sometimes we need someone else to believe in us. And I know for me, I most certainly did. I don't know, like you knew you wanted to go to school. You knew you wanted to do these things. I knew myself that I had some kind of purpose, because even in the depths of trauma, I always saw this light. There was always this light. It's like I kind of pictured myself in a cave, and there was just like some kind of light coming in, and I always knew that was God. That was him telling me, all right, you're going to make it. You're going to do something big. And I have also had in my life a lot of loss. My mom's gone. My brother's gone. My sister's gone, and it's just me and my dad. Now, and I often wonder, like, why was I left here? And what I try to do now is try to help and inspire others, and I take my brother and sister with me because they wanted to do that. And my mom was always just a loving presence. And I feel that by doing this, this inspires me more. From hearing stories like yours, that inspires me more. Because there is nothing that means more to me than to encourage, to give someone else hope, to know that they too can step out of those depths and do something meaningful with their life. Did you get a sign like that, like a light or a pull or something that made you get out there?
Yes, I got it. I was just ready to say it so bad, you know. And I so appreciate the aspects that you just talked about gratitude, you know. When I saw, when you write your letter, I see gratitude. Mine, my own is love and gratitude. I say, yes, this is all we need, because the rest of the other things will follow. I certainly have a sign. One time at my job here, I was sitting, it was a Sunday, and I was thinking to myself, is this the way my life is going to be from hand to mouth? How am I going to help the people that I need to help? How am I going to help my mother? My mother, even now, she still has some health difficulties, but they are better. You know, how am I going to help my brother's, my late brother's children? You know, all of these things, how am I going to help the village that helped me? Even here, I met with a lot of people that helped me. So on that Sunday, and then I started crying, and I took out my phone. Before I even took out my phone, I cried, and a colleague asked me, Yvonne, are you okay? What's wrong? But I didn't say a word. I just sat there. All of a sudden, I heard the voice of my grandmother. My grandmother said, why are your tears? Why are your eyes? Things are getting better for you. Why are your eyes? Exactly. And then all of a sudden, this light just brightened the whole place. And I was so happy. Everybody was watching me. What is going on with you? You know? And whenever I think about what my grandmother did for me, that traditional ritual, it takes a whole interview for me to talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about it, and what she gave me, I have it here with me to bless people with. And if I haven't given my grandmother's blessing to you as a woman, I give it to you now. Someday I will give you a hug and I will touch you with it. You know, when I think about that, everything just changes. My grandmother is like, she's always with me everywhere I go, everywhere. And she's on, I write about her all the time, things that she said, be a mantra, be a mantra. My grandmother always told me, be a mantra. Do not let somebody do anything to you that is not okay, because God brought you into this world the way he brought you for a reason. There's a purpose behind that. And don't you let people laugh at you because they'll tell you you don't have a father, or they'll tell you you came out of rape. It doesn't matter. If God let that happen, that is exactly what God wanted. You are the stone that
the builders rejected the cornerstone that the builders were supposed to use to build. They rejected it. God picked you up and made you that cornerstone. And so help people. Help women and children. Help everybody, but more so women and children. So that thing happened to me. It still happens all the time. Sometimes, like people, sometimes they fear the death. I don't, because it's like my grandmother, whenever I am in any difficulty, it's like she's right there with me.
Right, right. Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to take a break in a moment, but that, you know, that reminds me of this morning, how I was really missing my mom and just thinking about her. Today's her birthday. She was born on Pearl Harbor Day, and I felt her this morning, and it was a song that she loved, kind of Christmas, but it was just in my head nonstop, and I'm like, oh, where's this coming from? I'm like, oh, come on, we're here. Thank you for making yourself known today. That was really, really wonderful. So we're going to take a break, and we will come back with final thoughts and whatever encouragement that you want to leave with the audience. And thank you so much for tuning in, everyone, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
This is an update to the Amber Alert regarding 15-year-old white female named Lillian Dixon. Last seen in the rural area of Columbia County near Starbuck or Waitsburg in Washington State. A maroon 2007 Chevrolet Trailblazer was stolen overnight in Pomeroy. The vehicle has a Washington registration plate number BKA0197. The suspect and victim are believed to be in this vehicle. If the vehicle or the suspect and victim are observed, please call 911 or contact law enforcement immediately.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Sherry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Pat's show. I am your guest host today, Martine Emmons. You can find me at www.martineemmons.com, MartineEmmons.com, to find out more about me, my podcast, my coaching practice. And if I can ever help you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM, however that works for you, or an email at martine@martineemmons.com. And Yvonne, before we jump back in, where can everybody find you?
Yes. You guys can find me at our website, www.buildingfolks,
End Dreams Global.
Yes.
So you can find me there. And you can find me on Facebook mostly, but I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm still learning how to get to the right, but you can find me everywhere. You can reach out with my business phone number, 651-278-4106.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. So, Yvonne, I was thinking, I often like to ask this question on my own show. If you met up with someone, say in an elevator, and it was a short ride, and someone just looks over at you and they ask you for encouragement, what would be the next step in their life? They have also been through a very rough time. What would you say to them?
I would say to them what I always say to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter the circumstances, no matter your background, no matter who or what you are, life is a continuous fight to conquer mm-hmm. and to build on new territories. For the one who dares to say, I can and I will,
mm-hmm.
and use your inner gift to build monuments in places where scars are being born out of scars.
Yes, yes.
Those scars are there to bless us. They're there to mm-hmm. fortify us. They are there to make us wiser and stronger. They're not there to destroy us.
Right. I agree with you. I do. I often think, and some people, I mean, depending upon where they are in their journey, might think I'm crazy, but I am grateful for every bit of trauma, including miscarriage, rape, mm-hmm. molestation, physical abuse, cancer, all these different things. It's like I don't wish them on anybody, and it wasn't fun to go through, that's for sure. However, I believe it made me better in so many ways because I can understand. I can relate to so many different people from the different things that I've gone through. And I imagine it's the same for you.
It is. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a child, I didn't understand. But I even started understanding as a child because I had a very good mother and mm-hmm. a good grandmother. Mm-hmm. And the people that loved me, they started training me at a very young age to be grateful for everything that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgave my father a long, long time. I provided mm-hmm. for him in the place where his children couldn't. Even right here in the United States, mm-hmm. I sent him money. I impressed somebody to care for him until he passed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, I didn't know. But then when I got into all these books and mentors and everything, I started being so grateful for my circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer look at them in a negative light. I say, God, I am happy because what was meant to kill me did not kill me. What was meant, what was done to me was done for me. Because now, without those situations, I would not have been here today. I would not have been doing all what I'm doing to try to help others. Those things are just there to help us because if we think from scriptures, which is my greatest book of wisdom, is the Bible. You know, mm-hmm. things happen. If we see a biblical figure that horrible things happen to Jesus Christ, for example, those things helped him in the mm-hmm. end to help us. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. When I don't look at it, that no matter who even does what to me nowadays, I just smile and I laugh. People at my, I'm on call still at my job, they'll be like, why, that thing doesn't bother you? Why are you always smiling at things like, it doesn't bother you? I have no, they just come automatically. Those things mm-hmm. don't bother me anymore.
Right. Isn't that a blessing when you reach that point? It's
yes.
like I can share my story now as it's someone else's.
Yes.
I can feel into it, you know, feel mm-hmm. the emotion of it still.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I'm 100% healed. I'm not. I'm still working on certain aspects of my life. But I, when things come up, whether it's my life or maybe something else will trigger me, I sit with it
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. ask myself, what do I need to learn still here? Because
mm-hmm.
however, if I continue to learn, I'm only going to be better for my clients and for the people that I'm around.
And that is so true. It is so true. There
mm-hmm.
is nobody that is ever going to be 100% healed. There's
right.
no perfection in this life.
Mm-hmm.
The only perfection comes from God. We will never be perfect. We just keep growing. And that is how human beings are meant to be. We just keep growing. We will
yeah.
never know everything, but we do the best that we can where we are with what we have. Because that is the best. We'll keep going. And we just, we're so grateful. I'm really so grateful, Martin, for my situation. All what happened for me, I'm so grateful. So then I can begin, like you say, feel for other people, put myself in the shoes of other people to know what they are going through, without having to stigmatize them or without having to criticize them in a negative way, to know that those things are true. Because we don't know people's background. We don't know how they were brought up. So we just meet them at the point where they are, take them from there and see what we can do better for them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's always something we can do. You know, just like we said a little earlier in the show, as long as we're breathing, we have purpose. I know that there are people in my life sometimes, and these are like older people in my life, some family, some not, and be like, oh, why am I still here? And it's like, well, because if you're still living and breathing, you have purpose. There's something you still need to do. God still has you here for a reason. Whatever that is, ask Him. Ask yourself. Ask that inner wisdom that's inside of you. What can you do? I start that my day off every day with a walk. If it's too cold, like today, it was just really freezing. I always get on the treadmill. I do some kind of weight, and I tune in, you know, in that meditative state. And exercise always helps me to get there, to tune in to what my heart, mind, body, soul is trying to tell me. And I encourage everyone to do that. Get outside if you can. And, you know, the days that you can't, do something else. But when you can, get outside, get in nature. For me, I am luckily, right in my backyard, I've got an equestrian farm. So I have beautiful horses out there. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
It is.
When I was buying my home, I was looking for a space with at least 11 acres of land. I like to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I like nature a lot. But, you know, God didn't give me that. But this one, is what God gave me, with half an acre with a lake, well, like a long, beautiful pond behind with a bush. I love nature. I love that. And so through my office, it's through the window, I just look at the bush, I look at the lake. I am so happy. Then I look at the birds coming. My son feeds birds a lot. Yeah. They just come. It is so wonderful. Walking, when I wake up, I have a morning ritual. 4 a.m. I wake up. I do my morning ritual. I pray. I journal my thoughts. I do some exercises. Yes. And if I can walk because I have to rush to somewhere, I do some stretches and take a shower. And I go. If otherwise, I walk or I do some exercises at home. Then I sit in my office and start doing some work. Or I chat with family. Or I cook or do something. You know, that is so nice that you do all the same thing. And I love horses.
Yeah.
I'm still going to learn how to ride a horse, but I love it.
Yeah, I have, like, the only horse I've ever ridden is a little tiny one when I was a kid. So, yeah, but horses, to me, are majestic. They're beautiful. They're transformational. Just like lighthouses here are transformation to me. So we have to go. I want to thank you so much, Yvonne, for being on here today. You are an absolute blessing in my life, and thank you for sharing your story. And again, to the audience, I'm so privileged to be here. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for allowing me to host your show today. I am grateful for that, as you are one of my mentors. And I hope everybody today, you have a beautiful, blessed, inspirational, motivational day, and that you are encouraged with Yvonne and my message today. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, everyone, so very much.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Program are those of the host, guests, and callers.